This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news. The headlines first. Major political parties reach an agreement to form a parliamentary investigation committee to probe the irregularities related to cooling off period provision in civil service bill. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds discussions with a delegation from Malaysia and Nepal Business Council regarding investment opportunities in Nepal. Prime Minister Oli urges the delegation to invest in Nepal, emphasizing government's efforts in implementing reforms to promote and facilitate foreign investment. Nepal defeats Singapore by 2 wickets to clinch the title of ACC Under-16 Men's East Zone Cricket Cup. And Texas flash floods kill at least 24 people, 23 girl campers missing. Now the news in detail. A special parliamentary committee is set to be formed to investigate the alleged irregularities in the civil service bill passed by the House of Representatives, according to CPNUML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola, in a discussion held today between Speaker Devraj Khimire and the Chief Whips of the major political parties. It was decided to form a parliamentary committee to investigate the irregularities and manipulations related to the provision of a cooling off period in the civil service bill. Chief Whip Bartola said an agreement was reached to include 2 members each from the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML and 1 member each from the CPN Maoist Center, Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party in the committee. He further stated that the committee will be assigned a specific term aiming to submit its report as soon as possible and that the decision made today will be endorsed in the upcoming session of Parliament. Similarly, CPN Maoist Center Chief Whip Hitaraj Pandey said that an agreement was reached to submit the names of the committee leader and members from each party to the speaker ahead of the next meeting of the House Business Advisory Committee. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli met with a 20-member delegation from the Malaysia-Nepal Business Council led by Pradeep Kumar Kukreja at his official residence in Balwatar. The delegation discussed investment opportunities and their interest in exploring new business ventures, strengthening bilateral ties and understanding Nepal's business environment. Prime Minister Oli emphasized the government's efforts in implementing legal and structural reforms to promote and facilitate foreign investment, encouraging the delegation to invest in Nepal. He assured ongoing collaboration with businesses to address future reforms and support. The delegation expressed keen interest in sectors such as waste plastic processing, information technology parks and tourism, with discussions covering potential investments in tourism, agriculture, IT, manpower, textiles and other areas. Arriving in Kathmandu on the 2nd of July for a 3-day visit, the delegation was supported by the Nepali Embassy in Malaysia. The under-construction 140-megawatt Tanahu hydropower project at Rishing Rural Municipality 1 in Tanahu District has installed a flood siren to protect people settled near the Sethi River from the disaster. The project installed the siren under social responsibility scheme so that early information on fluctuations of water level could be spread to the people living in the downstream. Chief of Tanahu hydropower project, Shyamji Bhandari, said that an awareness program related to flood-induced disaster risk reduction and management was organized for the people downstream the under-construction dam. The undertaking also comes under River Safety Management Plan. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet
Data voice SMS
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न #1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A 50-year-old man was swept away by a flash flood in Tawash River at Bhimpedi Rural Municipality 1 in Makwanpur District this afternoon. Purushottam Sharma of Birganj Metropolitan City 5 was swept away in the river while taking a dip in the river. Spokesperson of the District Police Office Makwanpur and Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP Shyam Oriyal said. According to DSP Oriyal, Sharma and his friends had arrived in Makwanpur for a picnic from Parsa district. Now, sports update. Nepal has clinched the title of ACC Men's Under 16 East Zone Cricket Cup in the final match held at UKM Oval Cricket Ground of Malaysia today. Nepal defeated Singapore by 2 wickets and won the title. With this, Nepal succeeded to defend the title. Chasing the 114-run victory targeted posted by Singapore, Nepal made it in 29 overs, losing 8 wickets. Earlier, winning the toss, Singapore chose to bat first. Singapore was limited to 113 runs in 40.5 overs, losing all wickets. Nepal's Abhay Yadav and Sushil Bahadur Rawal took 3 wickets each, while Shubham Khanal took 2 wickets and captain Bipin Prasad Sharma took 1 wicket. You're listening to Reading Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Torrential rains unleashed flash floods along the Guadalupe River in Texas, killing at least 24 people as rescue teams scrambled to save dozens of victims trapped by high water or reported missing in the disaster. Al Jazeera cited local officials as saying among the missing were 23 to 25 people listed as unaccounted for at an all-girls Christian summer camp located on the banks of the rain-engorged Guadalupe. Texas parents frantically posted photos of their young daughters on social media with pleas for information. The U.S. National Weather Service declared a flash floods emergency for parts of Kerr County, located in south-central Texas Hill Country, about 105 kilometers northwest of San Antonio, following heavy downpours measuring up to 300 millimeter of rain. U.S. President Donald Trump said the floods are shocking and the results are terrible. A total of 237 people have been rescued or evacuated so far. UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres on Saturday condemned Russia's biggest drone and missile attack in Ukraine. The AFP news agency cited Guterres' statement as strongly condemning the latest series of large-scale drone and missile attacks by the Russian Federation on Friday. The statement also called for a full, immediate and unconditional ceasefire. Hours-long Russian bombardments sent Ukrainians scurrying for shelters across the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces and in few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Major political parties reach an agreement to form a parliamentary investigation committee to probe the irregularities related to cooling off period provision in civil service bill. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds discussions with a delegation from Malaysia-Nepal Business Council regarding investment opportunities in Nepal. Prime Minister Oli urges the delegation to invest in Nepal, emphasizing government's efforts in implementing reforms to promote and facilitate foreign investment. Nepal defeats Singapore by 2 wickets to clinch the title of ACC Under-16 Men's East Zone Cricket Cup, and Texas flash floods kill at least 24 people, 23 girl campers missing. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.